They're called the Class of 2008. 14 endangered whooping cranes left Wisconsin's Nisida National Wildlife Refuge in October. Now, all 14 are in Florida after an 88-day trip in which the young birds were guided by ultralight aircraft.
There was a break there for the Christmas holiday when we had better than a week or 10 days of bad weather. But 88 days all told to get the 14 birds from Wisconsin to Florida.
Liz Conti with Operation Migration says this latest success brings the total eastern migratory population of the endangered birds to 88 towards a total goal of 125. Conti says the birds came through the 1,200-mile trip with flying colors.
They were in great shape, no apparent problems. They've taken blood samples, which will, of course, be looked at in the lab, and we'll have preliminary results from that back probably by the end of the week. But all in all, they thought they were in great condition.
Many of the cranes that take part in the ultralight migrations from Nisida are hatched at the International Crane Foundation in Baraboo. The reintroduction program is now in its eighth year with an eventual goal of reestablishing a breeding population. Conti says the financial and moral support of Wisconsin residents has been crucial to their success. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.